Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Cook and Joe. Let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, bring in a guy who's been a guest on our show a number of times, and who better to talk about Penn State football, especially during Ohio State week, than Jay Paterno. He's been involved in a whole bunch of those games. Jay, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing great, getting ready for the big game, which I think loses a little bit of luster because of the way the Penn State game ended the last week, the Indiana game. First, I want to get your take on what happened in that game and replay and what you saw when Penn State went down to Indiana.
Well, turnovers first and foremost, and penalties. I mean, just a lot of mistakes that the team came across looking like a little bit undisciplined. Some stupid penalties, some turnovers, and then at the end of the game, you got to give Indiana credit. They made the plays they had to make at the end, and you know you can argue all you want about the 2-point conversion, but at the end of the day, if you don't make those mistakes early in the game, you're not even in that position.
Joe.
Jay, we had a long talk about that end-of-game play, though. Ron and I, the other day, I tried to demonstrate over the radio how I thought that Penix actually crossed the plane with the nose of the football before the football hit and then hit the pot. I don't know what I was saying. Do you think it was a touchdown, though? Whether we think it was what cost them the game or not, do you think that was a touchdown? And do you think, if you don't, do you think replay should have corrected it?
Well, I feel like I'm like one of these presidential debates. No, no, Mr. Candidate. No, no. Look, I know some friends of mine aren't going to like what I say when I say this, but I'm with you. I thought as he extended when he was still in the air, the very tip of the ball crossed the very front of the goal line, and that's all you need. But everybody gets distracted by the pylon, and by the time he followed through on the pylon, it looked like he was out of bounds and he was short of it. But again, it's a bang-bang play, and I didn't see enough to overturn what was on the field. Had they called him short, it would have stood probably. And the fact that they called him in, it was going to stand. So, I mean, it still comes down to the guy in the field making the call. And, you know, you got to give number 9, Penix from Indiana, a tremendous amount of credit. It was an unbelievable effort to even make it close and put the official in that situation. But, you know what? If you're a Penn State fan, you got to look at it and say, look, you go win the next 7 games, you're Big Ten East champs, and this game doesn't even matter.
Jay, how hard is it to bounce back from a game like this? So when you go in with high expectations, and I know you guys didn't lose a lot of games, but your dad had lost some games that were brutal occasionally. How do you keep a team together? How do you bring it back?
Well, I think the good news is that you're playing Ohio State. The bad news is that you're playing Ohio State. But this is a game that gets your kids' attention right away. It's a game that you say, look, we lost Indiana. The conference, the division favorite and conference favorite is coming to town. If we beat them, we have the tiebreaker over them. They have a loss, and then we take care of our business and control our own destiny. So I think the excitement of a game like this is more than enough to get your guys to rally the troops.
Ohio State seemingly always very good. But as you know, Jay, sometimes you have a great team wherever it might be. Does this look like a great Ohio State team?
You know, I'm gonna sound very contrarian here in that I'm not sold on Ohio State yet. Again, it's only been one game. It's a small sample size, but the pass rush is not quite what it was a year ago. Obviously, when you lose Chase Young, you're always going to have a drop-off. But again, they're young. And this is, if you're going to get Ohio State, this might be the year, because they are very, very – they've lost so many guys to the NFL year after year early that, you know, they're inexperienced on defense. At times, they had trouble with the quarterback run game from Nebraska, which Sean Clifford has shown he can do those things. The linebackers are solid, but I don't see a Ryan Shazier there like they've had in the past, or James Laurinaitis. But again, they may come in here Saturday and prove me completely wrong. But again, based on just the one game this year. Now, at quarterback, they're the best. They got the best quarterback in the league and the best wideouts. But I also am curious to see what they're going to do at running back, because they don't have that Dobbins guy. They don't have a guy that looks like he can go 60 on your defense and score a touchdown. So, you know, there are some advantages Penn State has. Penn State's got an experienced defense, and that's why you got to play these games.
Our guest is Jay Paterno. Jay, one advantage Penn State doesn't have is there won't be 110,000 people there. There won't be anybody in the stands. And, you know, I was at the 05 game, I believe, that might have been one of the greatest crowd scenes I've ever felt. The stadium was shaken when Penn State beat Ohio State 17-10. That is one advantage Penn State does not have, and I think it's pretty significant that it's not going to be people there for both teams.
Oh, I think it's incredibly significant, because when you're on defense at home, the other team is having trouble communicating. You run the risk of miscommunications. And I think it was Urban Meyer said something to the effect that it's a 7-point advantage, when most people would say home field is 3 points. But he's, that whiteout crowd is a 7-point advantage. But, you know, it's too bad. There will be 1,538 people in the stands. And the only reason I know that is we had a Board of Trustees call on Monday night, and I think a couple of trustees were hinting at how many tickets are they distributing and who gets them, and it's family only of the players and people that are working in the program. So I'll be just like everybody else, but it is 1,538.
Jay, getting back to the end of the game the other day, incredibly, we saw an example of this in that game and in the NFL with Todd Gurley, of having a situation where you don't want to score a touchdown. And I don't know that I've ever seen two instances on the same day, or maybe a day later it was, where the other team is signaling touchdown because they're so happy you scored. So with Devin Ford scoring that TD, do you put that on the player, the coach? Do you have a problem with the play? Where does the blame lie on a play like that?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately as a coach, I would always say the coach. I mean, again, and that's not to be critical of the coaching staff. That's just how I have always operated, and I feel like ultimate responsibility is with the coach. And, you know, it's hard to get somebody when they're – to put the brakes on. You know, they see the end zone, okay, touchdown is good. You know, this is what I'm supposed to do. And all of a sudden you realize, got to pump the brakes on. You can see he kind of realized it just a second late. But again, on the other hand, you got to then be able to stop people from going 75 yards and getting a two-point conversion on the flip side. So it's easy to point the finger at that one play as it relates to the player and the coaches. But again, on defense, you've got to be able to make the save. When you come out of the bullpen, so to speak, to use a baseball analogy, since the World Series ended, what, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, it did. And amidst controversy of its own, that's for sure, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, you see what happened in Wisconsin this week. They just canceled the game against Nebraska. I know the Big Ten doesn't have – it's not like the NFL where you're going to make up games because of COVID. I guess this is the world we live in, right, and everybody knows the possibilities with this. It's still kind of sad to see for me, and I think each team, each school, each week is going to be holding its breath, correct?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, imagine if you're sitting here, you're at Ohio State, and you're looking at Justin Fields and saying, let's put this guy in a bubble for a week to make sure he answers the bell when they play Penn State this Saturday. And, you know, I feel for the guys at Wisconsin. But, you know, 9 games in 9 weeks times 7 teams or 7 games a week, you're talking 63 games. It was inevitable that something's going to happen. And hopefully with what's going on in Wisconsin across the state, They get control of the pandemic sooner than later, and that these games can continue to go forward.
Jay, we appreciate the time, man. Before I let you go, how's the book? I had you on this spring about your new book, Hot Seat, A Year Inside College Football's Pressure Cooker. Now, it's a fiction book, but you said based on a lot of facts and recruiting especially. How are things going, and how's the review of the book?
Reviews have been really good. It's selling well, and it's a lot of fun. And I think that if you're a college football fan, regardless of what team, this is going to take you inside a program and really show you what goes on. Because, like you said, it's all based on true stories. And I had to change names to protect the innocent, the not-so-innocent, and the flat-out guilty. And also to keep somebody from putting a bomb in my car because they don't like what I wrote about them. But it's going really well, and I think it's a really good read for people. And it's on Amazon, and it's on my website, jvpaterno.com, as well.
Jay, we appreciate it, man. Stay well. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.